Bad Bad Brides and Goodbye Agony, Kerrang Radio. It's Dan Hudson. It's a Saturday and it's time for me to play out part one of my interview with WWE legend and singer of the band Fozzy, Mr. Chris Jericho. And I started off by asking him about the crazy chants at Fozzy gigs. Where do all these chants come from? Is that something the fans have come up with, or have you...
I guess, the chant in Glasgow every time is, here we go, here we... And it must be a soccer chant or something, but they start chanting that when the intro music plays, and then they keep chanting it during the whole show. So finally, we do a song called Eat the Rich, where there's always a little bit of a sing-along breakdown, and I usually lead it, but this time I didn't have to do anything, I just stayed back, and as the groove was going, they just started up again, here we go. And you just stand there with my arms crossed and, like, you know, 15 times later, then maybe you'll jump in. And that's just a total Glasgow thing. I don't hear that anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
Not in London.
And sometimes you hear like a Fozzy, 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 oi, oi, oi. That happens a lot in Glasgow as well. So maybe it's just the people. Maybe it's their soccer chants, or maybe it's just become synonymous whenever we come to town. That's the chance that you have to say. But every time we play, that's what you get.
So it's just a big party, basically.
All of our shows are a big party. We take great pride in that. You know, we have a great reputation of being a very energetic, fun live band. You know, you come to our show, you're not going to stand there with your hands in your pockets. You're going to be involved. And we've kind of incorporated the whole show from song 1 to song 15 as one long crowd participation moment. So it's a workout for everybody. We have no dead moments in our set. There's no moments where, like, there's no noise and I'm not saying anything and the band's not doing anything. And all the way through, something is happening. And we've built our show that way because that's what we expect. We expect a lot of crowd participation, and we expect a lot of energy because we exude a lot of energy from the stage. So I think people know that when they come see us, they know they're going to have a great time, but they know they're going to leave sweating.
So which is more tiring then, doing a gig with Fozzy, doing a show with Fozzy, or being in that ring?
Way more with Fozzy.
Really?
Way more. Because, I mean, Fozzy's a 90-minute cardio workout. You know, it's nonstop. If you watch one of our shows, none of us stop on stage, jumping, dancing, running, whatever, hopping up and down. And even just singing, there's a lot of vocals in our songs and there's a lot of high parts, so you have to have really good lung capacity. So at the end of our sets, my stage clothes are always just drenched. It's actually pretty gross because if I don't wash them, I have like two or three sets, but if you don't wash them after one or two gigs, it just smells central. So that's another reason why I got to take my stuff and wash it tonight. But I mean, like I said, that's good. I mean, with wrestling, you're out there 15-20 minutes and it's maybe more impactful, but there's also lulls in the matches and stuff like that. Whereas with Fozzy, there is no lulls.
I would have genuinely not thought that was the case.
Look at me after a match and look at me after a Fozzy gig and you'll see. I mean, I posted a picture of Instagram last night in front of the crowd in Glasgow.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
And you can see that I'm wearing like a white kind of a dress shirt. It's drenched. You can tell. You can see the pink of my skin underneath this drenched piece of material that used to be a shirt. So that's just kind of, like I said, that's kind of how it is every night for us.
So when you're on tour, are you still having to work out just as much as you would be?
Yeah, I mean, that's another kind of misnomer that, you know, you must work out when you're wrestling. It's like, you work out all the time. If you're either you're in good physical shape or you aren't. You know, I mean, just because you're wrestling or not wrestling or whatever doesn't mean you just get fat and eat a bunch of shit food in between. It's like, I have... and all the guys in our band were very much physically fit. And, you know, everybody's doing some sort of workout one way or another. But I do the same workout whether I'm in wrestling or whether I'm not. It's just a lot of yoga and watching my diet and that sort of thing. But like I said, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, I always try and stay in the best possible shape I can.
You've just signed a 15-date deal, I believe.
No, I just finished.
You've just finished it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do wrestling in between Fozzy gigs and Fozzy tours, and we had a couple months off, so I went back and did a couple months of just the live events, non-TV shows. And now we're pretty much on tour for the next 6 or 7 months or so.
So you're not going to WrestleMania?
No, I won't be there, yeah. I won't be there. Which it makes me laugh because people are like, how could you not go to WrestleMania? If you're going to go to WrestleMania, you have to build that for 2 or 3 months beforehand to make it a really big deal. Just to show up at a WrestleMania, that's not the right place for it, because WrestleMania is meant for monumental matches, monumental storylines, and monumental angles. And at least for me, I would never just show up at a WrestleMania just for a one-off. It's not the right place for it, and it demeans the purpose of what WrestleMania is. We're here in Europe until March 23rd, and then I go home, I'm going skiing with my kids, and I think I get home the day of WrestleMania, so I'll be watching it, but I won't be there.
Who do you think is going to win? You got Brock Lesnar?
I don't make predictions, because I'm not there, so everyone thinks I have some kind of inside I just like watching it as a fan. You know, WrestleMania is like, it's like going to download. You know, it's going to be good no matter what, because that's where classic performances, you know, that's where you see them. And you could have a great match in Poughkeepsie, New York, and you could have a great match at WrestleMania. And if it's at WrestleMania, it'll be classic. You know, you have a great show at download. It means so much more than if you have a great show in Wolverhampton. You know, nothing against Wolverhampton, but just download is download. WrestleMania is WrestleMania. So you just know that when you go there, it's going to be great.
Are you going to be at download?
Not this year. We played there last year.
Okay.
So you don't do it twice in a row.
Oh, yeah, I heard this, actually. Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of an unwritten rule. But yeah, last year we played the download on the main stage for the first time, which was huge for us. So next year, hopefully we'll be back playing higher up on the main stage.
You've got your podcast on the go as well.
Yeah.
How do you fit all this in? Where'd you get the time?
Well, like I said, you can't juggle. And since I was, you know, before I was a teenager, I wanted to be in a rock band and I wanted to be a wrestler. Those are my two goals. So you just make it happen. You can't do them both at the same time, and I don't. Like I said, when it's Fozzy, it's Fozzy. And then when we have time off from Fozzy, then maybe I'll drift back to WWE. Podcast is a little easier because you can stack the interviews. I have like 30 in the can right now.
Really?
And then I just delegate where I want to put them. And all I have to do is just do the intros and outros every week. I got a portable rig that I carry with me. So I just set it up and lay it down and send the tracks to my producer in L.A., and that's how you can continue that twice a week. But all those interviews are in the can. But like I said, you never know. If I'm walking down the street and I run into Bruce Dickinson and, hey, you got an hour? Let's do a podcast. I got my rig with me at all times. So you just never know who you're going to meet up with.
Chris, thanks a lot for chatting to us. Good luck with the rest of the tour. We won't see you at Download. We won't see you at WrestleMania. But next year...
But we'll be around, man. We'll be around. I think we'll be back in the UK in September. And hopefully we'll be back at Download in 2016. That'd be great.
Andy Copping, if you're listening.
Andy, please, I'm begging you.
Sign
I'll buy
now.
You a new cowboy hat. Kerrang! Radio.